Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Personality dressing styles. That is the topic today of this video. So I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and welcome to this. So today I have got three questions that people have sent in about personality dressing styles and doing my personality dressing style quiz, which is a quick little quiz. It can help you understand what is at the core of your style, but it doesn't tell you everything about your style. And I'm going to talk more about this in a moment. My first question comes from Catherine, who says, I took the personality test and received the relaxed style answer. I would not wear most of what is shown in the style, nor would I wear most of those colours. I'm perplexed. Please help. So the thing with the quiz is it finds out what is at your core. And the reality is with each of the personality dressing styles, there is a really broad range of possible potential clothes you could wear. What is the pictures in the images and the pictures afterwards are just a very few examples. So you may have a style that relates to that, but you may do it in a very different way. There is no one right way of doing it. So I've just chosen some things that represent relaxed, but I could never put all the options that are available into any one document or any one quiz. So this is why you might think, oh, I don't relate to those particular garments, but you may still be that style. And it could be the essence of the style, how you approach that style, that you want things. If you're relaxed, for example, it might be about comfort is a big driver. Now, what you find comfortable is not necessarily what the next person finds comfortable. So some people are, I only wear natural fibers, and other people are, I don't iron. And some people are, it has to be able to stretch and move. And other people are, it has to be really, really practical or very, utilitarian. So none of these is the one right way. They are all different expressions of the same thing. And so this is why there's no possible way I could create, get enough pictures that show every single option that would be satisfactory for anybody. Plus two is color is just one aspect of expressing that part of style. So just because you may have the relaxed style may be at your core, it may not be how you express your colours. It may not be the colours you wear. You may not like those particular styles, or you don't want to do it from head to toe. And this is because we are all a combination of the personality styles. None of us are just one thing. My quiz just tells you what's at your core, what you kind of really have to have. So when you do it, there'll be something in there that if you've picked those answers in whatever you come out at, there'll be something in there that's important to you, but it's not everything. You have a variety of different personality, traits, which means that you will have actually selected things from more than one of the categories. It's just you only get the answers for the one that you scored the highest on. Now, you may have, had five of one and four of another. So you're going to get the answer for the one that you ticked five of, even though the one that you ticked four of is very, very dominant as well. And that could be why you're feeling that it doesn't really fit you. But it's because it's something that's important to you, but it's not everything. And I think that's the thing to remember. So, the thing with personality is personality tells us the colors, the styles, the shapes, the silhouettes, the kinds of fabrics, the kinds of construction, how we put outfits together, our accessories, the jewelry, the shoes, all those things come down to personality, the scale of things. There are just so many aspects that personality drives what we do and don't like to wear. But there are a million expressions within each of these personality styles. There's a million different expressions. And so there's no possible way I could picture them all out there, which is why you may have, you might struggle with the images, or you might think that they don't fit you. But if you read through the report and note down, to take a highlighter and note down, what are the bits that you do like? Maybe it's just about the comfort if you're relaxed. Maybe it's about, something else in there. Maybe it's about the silhouette, or maybe it's about, the kinds of fabrics. There may be something in there. It's just you're going to put all your other layers on there that'll make it your style. Laird said, I have to confess, I became dubious of your style quiz halfway through because none of the images captured an outfit I would actually want to wear. but I tried to pick the most appropriate. But then the summary was spot on. I've always wanted to express my individuality in what I wear. So it sounds like you came up with creative, because that's all about individuality. I like to mix new and vintage. I also do a lot of sewing. The challenge I face is fit. It's a combination of finding that happy medium between the silhouettes that I'm drawn to and the ones that are flattering on my body shape. And also getting anything to fit right. After years of sewing, I'm finally narrowing down some of the alterations that are necessary, but still a struggle to go to my closet and pull out things that I love and make me feel great. I just had a color consultation. I feel confident that this palette of swatches will help me choose the right colors. I'm drawn to bold prints in bold colors, but often didn't feel great in them. And I think it's because they were really fighting with me a bit. If I had one wish, it would be to go to my closet, not feel like I had to try on so many things before I could put together an outfit and feel happy and confident with it. And this is the thing that, you know, you've discovered, like, a palette is one great place to start. So one of the reasons why we often struggle so much to put outfits together is that we have every color under the sun in there. And so because we've got every color, it's hard for us to mix and match things. And this is where the palette of color makes a huge difference, because you'll find that as you develop a closet in colors that all work together because of your palette, the colors will naturally work together because they've got the same color properties. You'll actually find it easier to pull different items from your closet that will actually work together naturally. Those colors will work together. Fit is really important. And you've mentioned fit, and it's great that you sew, because you now know the alterations that can help you, you know, make things fit. But this is one of those things. You may have a body shape that does not suit the, you know, vintage fit and flare look, but you may love that vintage fit and flare look. And this is where we have to make a decision. What do we compromise on? Do we go for a different shape that actually suits our body more? Or do we go, I don't care, my personality is more important, I'm going to wear that shape. So there's always compromises to be made with any style. And, you know, unless we have whatever is the magical perfect body that suits every single garment, which that doesn't exist. Not even models do that. So many models, if you look at, you know, to get them to turn around, they've actually got big clamps on the clothes to make them look better because they don't actually fit them that well. And we're not walking around with big pins and clamps in our clothes every day now, are we? So when we're thinking about fit, if you can understand what suits your silhouette, what harmonizes with your shape, if you've got a straighter shape, then you're wanting straighter clothes. If you've got a curvier, more waisted shape, then you're wanting curvier, more waisted clothes. It's a fairly simple kind of concept. But then it's just deciding, because I love all the waisted shape stuff, and I spent years buying them before I learned what I know now. And then I realized I was just wasting my money. And then when I looked back at photos, I was always dissatisfied. And when I learned to find the clothes that actually suited my straighter body shape, that didn't come in the waist, that hid the fact that I don't have a waist, I actually started feeling much better about myself. So even though I love those clothes and I enjoy them so much on other people, I know they are not for me. And they don't make me feel good, because I started feeling much more confident and much better about myself when I stopped wearing those clothes. And I actually started to, you know, enjoy wearing the clothes that actually suited my shape. So, you know, part of this can be a mindset shift as well. And then, of course, going to your closet and not feeling like you have so many things, you know, to try on so many things. Part of this can be is actually understanding, it's getting that style education to figure out what it is that works for you. And even the proportions of when I'm wearing a wide leg pant or jean, I need a slimmer fitting top. And that is shorter, versus if I'm wearing something that is slimmer on the bottom, I can have a more voluminous or longer top. So there are different, you know, elements of principles of coordination, and so the principle of volume, the level of refinement, related shapes and related lines. These are our principles of coordination. When we have learnt these, it makes putting outfits together so much easier. And this is why I say getting a style education is the most valuable education, because you have to get dressed your entire life. So when you know these things, when you've got that style education, you become wise, and it becomes much easier to pull out the things that will go together without having to try and, you know, try so many different garments on before you start to get, you know, the right things that work together. So one of the things you could do is to look at your favorite outfits and notice, you know, start noticing what are the things that are actually working about them. So why does, you know, this pant work with this top? Why do these things work together? Is there something that's, you know, that's making those things work Then you can actually start applying those principles to other outfits that you create. My final question today comes from Catherine, who says, I've given it a little thought and the biggest challenge to my style is this. I've been typed classic by you and natural classic by another system. I agree, but I'm not very excited about it. The thing is, in my mind, classic is just a fancy word for plain Jane. I feel a little like a wallflower. How do I put a little more class and pizzazz in my classic without getting too fussy or funky? I also have an eye shape and believe, according to my architecture, I'm a little long chin to breast, thus, as in this this proportion, thus making my top slightly longer than the bottom half. Otherwise proportionate. I have been draped a dark brown summer. I partially agree preferring mid-tones to dark. I'm in my 50s. Thank you. So, a little few things here. So, classic, remember, with my quiz, it's just the core of your type. So, there'll be something else that's there, and it's figuring out what else that is. Is it I want to add in some femininity? Is it I want to add in a bit of drama? Is it I want to add in a little bit of creativity? Is it that I want to be a bit more relaxed than just classic? Is it that I want to add some elegance in there? There's lots of different things we can add in to that classic to stay away from plain Jane or boring. Classic, you know, traditionally comes from the office. It comes from men's corporate suiting. That is where it evolved from as far as the style goes. But most of us haven't got that kind of lifestyle and just wearing classic just doesn't work for us. So it's thinking about what are the other things I can layer in and what are the things I really like. So again, I always recommend looking back at your favorite outfits, the ones that you actually feel are successful, and notice, oh, have I added in a feminine detail? Or are they more relaxed? Or are they more elegant? What have I added in that's made me feel that this is not just boring and plain Jane, that this is great, but it's an expression of me and it makes me feel confident and all the things I want to feel. So that's the first thing, is always looking back and figuring out what are the other layers. And this is something we delve into in my 7 Steps of Style program. If you want to know all the parts of you, not just your core style, this is where we go into this. We go into this in depth and detail so you can actually pull out what are all the different elements. And most people are 3 or 4 of the different personality styles. They're not just 1 or even 2, they're 3 or 4. And then what you choose from each of those will be different. I remember once doing style consultations for 2 women. They were both nurses. They both were classic, relaxed, and feminine dominantly. Yet, what they pulled from each of those styles was completely different. So what they would wear would be completely different. And so, you know, one of them might have liked, you know, symmetry and soft fabrics and neutrals. And the other one liked some, you know, asymmetry and liked lace and liked, you know, softly, you know, pastel clothes. So even though they may still have elements of both of those, you know, all those 3 dressing styles, what they chose from them was different. And so this is where it's what we get into in 7 Steps of Style, because it is so important, but it's really quite, you know, something that's more complex, and that's something that we don't just ascribe one thing to you. So the personality dressing style quiz that I have, it's fun, it's free, it gives you an understanding of something that you cannot leave out of every outfit. That's all it gives you. It doesn't give you what all the layers are, and there are a lot of layers. So if anybody just tells you, say a natural classic to me says you're relaxed and classic, but I bet you there's more to you than that. I've never met anybody who is just 1 style or 2 styles. Everybody is 3 or 4. And so it's getting what are the bits that you love out of each of those is the most important thing. And so that's what we do in 7 Steps of Style. So if you are really interested in understanding more about that, I'd love you to have you in the program and we can get to the bottom of what your personality style really is and how you want to express your personality through your clothes. So thank you for your questions and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.